It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? How are you? Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Chef Brockett handed me this box as I was walking down the street. It says, I'll see you later. So let's look and see what's in it, all right? I need some scissors. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-ba-dum. Did you ever have somebody give you a box that was all, well, it sure is wrapped up, isn't it? Oh, dear, look at all the things that are on. String. Rubber bands. Please won't you be my surprise box? I see now. What do you do when you have... Can you read? Let's see what they said. There's not a thing in here but this note. Dear Mr. Rogers, I will be over today to fill this up. Yours truly, Chef Brockett. And there's a little person with a chef's hat on. Oh, and I was all ready to eat something. Well, what about a glass of milk anyway? Who gives you the milk? Or do you just go to the refrigerator and get it yourself? I think just half a glass today. Half a glass of milk. Does your mom sometimes pour it for you? I know some girls who would like to be just like their mothers. I'd like to be just like my mom. She's pretty and she's nice. She knows just how to make the beds and cook things out of rice. Mm. And Daddy likes the things she does, the way she looks, and gee, I'd like to be just like my mom and have someone like me. Good milk. My great-grandmother used to say, you should take an hour to drink one glass of milk. Well, we don't have an hour to drink a... Mr. Rogers is drinking it too fast. Oh, it's good. Better wash it. Who washes the glasses in your house? Does your dad ever wash them? I bet he helps, doesn't he? I know some boys who'd like to be just like their dads. I'd like to be just like my dad. He's handsome and he's keen. He knows just how to drive the car and buy the gasoline. And Mommy likes the things he does, the way he looks, and gee, I'd like to be just like my dad and have someone like me. Well, you boys probably will be like your dads. And you'll do lots more things than just driving cars and buying gasoline. And you girls will probably be like your mothers, too. Some mothers, you know, go out and work. Yep, they don't just make the beds and cook the meals. Lots of different things that happen in this world. I still am interested to know what Chef Brockett's going to put in that box. Let's ask Picture Picture. Picture Picture on the wall, would you kindly show us all what Chef Brockett's going to fill that box up with? 2.5 cups of cake flour, 3 teaspoons of baking powder, 1.5 cups of sugar, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of butter, 1 cup of milk. My goodness, that box isn't big. 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and 2 eggs. Now, how could he put all of that in there? It's for the king. Well, maybe King Friday asked for all of those things. I don't know. Well, oh, that's the back door. Maybe that's Chef Brockett now. Let's see. Is that you, Chef Brockett?
Good day, Mr. Brockett. Good day.
Oh, how do you
delivery.
Do?
Speedy delivery. I mean, Mr. Rogers. I called you Chef Brockett because I have a note from Chef Brockett, Mr. Rogers.
Well, thank you, Mr. McFeely. How are you today?
Oh, busy as usual. Busy as usual.
You're always busy. Dear Mr. Rogers, I will be 27 past the time I expected to arrive, which was 12. So if you will count to 8 9/10, I should be there. Your friend and mine, Chef Brock. Well, thank you very much. How much is delivery
today?
3 today,
Mr. Rogers, 3 today.
Let me see, where did I put the 3?
Well, we can charge it to your account if you like, Mr.
No,
Rogers.
I
have it. There you go. 1, 2, 3. Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Thank you.
Take it easy, Mr. McFeely. Well, it says to count to 8 9/10. Let's see if it works and see if he comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9/10. Okay, is that you, Chef Brockett? How are you?
Hi, Mr. Rogers, how are you?
Oh, is it raining outside?
No, but I carry my umbrella because you never know when it might.
Oh, that's true. Well, what do you have in the box?
Oh, this is a surprise. I can't tell you about it right now.
Yeah. How about singing your song?
Oh, I'm sorry, but I don't have time to sing my song. I came here to make a surprise for the king.
Oh, good.
Can we go in the kitchen?
Yes, certainly.
You can come with me, but you know we have to be quiet in there.
Oh, that's right. You must talk.
Shh. You won't talk.
No. Fine?
Okay, well, then
and
let's go.
Your box is here now.
Oh, good. Fine.
I should clean it up. Can I get you anything?
Shh.
Salt. What is it you're going to put in there? Flour. Want me to do it? Want me to sift it? You're allowed to make those sounds. Baking powder. Sugar. Salt. Milk. You need some milk? I just had some milk to drink today. What's that? melted butter. This wooden vanilla. Never saw anything made like this. You say it's a surprise. Is it a pudding?
Shh.
That good? That's why you need aprons.
Shh.
A little bit more. Won't you tell us what it's going to be? It's going to be two things. You're gonna put it in the stove. Count real fast. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And now, how did you do that? It's a cake, isn't it? Two-layer cake. Is it the king's birthday? The icing. That'll keep it together, won't it? Oh, that's beautiful. I know people now who, when they go into their own kitchen, they say, shh, 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 shh. Sparkle. Oh, you want it in the box. You did it, Chef Brockett.
Well, I have to hurry and get this to the king. Is he going to be surprised?
Well, I hope you have a good time.
I don't want to forget my umbrella. It might rain. Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Bye, Chef Brockett. Everybody's in a hurry today.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to tell him about what's going on in... I mean, you know what's going on in the neighborhood of make-believe. I wonder how he'll get through there. Well, let's check. Let's just see. Must be time for the trolley. There's Daniel's clock. And there. There's the museum. And the tree where X lives and Henrietta's schoolhouse. And the factory. Doesn't look like anything's the matter there. Uh-oh. There's Lady Eberlin. It looks as if she's guarding things. Come on in, Charlie. Hi, Charlie. Charlie, how are things in the neighborhood of make-believe? Oh, that's what I was afraid of. Well, Chef Brockett's on his way, but he doesn't know what's going on there. Would you take us and let us see, please? Okay, in we go to the neighborhood of make-believe.
My trouble is that I just don't understand all this you've been telling me.
Well, Corny, I know sometimes it is hard to understand the king's rules, but...
Yeah, but you say serial number and all those things. All I was going to do was to come over and say, hello. Simple like that.
Oh, I know, Corny, but Great Uncle Friday just insists that everyone who comes onto his property must give his full name, rank, and serial number.
Well, I've got my name, you know, Cornflake especially, but I don't have any rank, really, and I certainly don't have a serial number, so I think I'll just not bother coming over today. Just say hello to everybody for me, will you?
Okay, I will. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too. I'll go down in my elevator and work now. Bye.
Bye. He doesn't even want to bother going down. Well, if Great Uncle Friday wants to act that way, I guess that's what it'll be like. It's an ugly day, made of muggly gray. It's a sit down by the fire and be snuggly day. It's a cloudy day, read out loudy day. It's a better wear your sweater and be dowdy day. It's a day to cuddle up with a chocolate cookie. Rug or knit, cause it's an ugly day, made of muggly gray. It's a sit down by the fire and be snuggly day. If we pop us some corn and make cinnamon toast, I'd say we'd made the most of, made something we could boast of. I'd say we'd made the most of, it's an ugly day.
Oh, so we are playing Lady Soldier today. Well, let me see. My full name is Richard Donald Brockett. My rank is Master Chef. And my serial number is 1,234,567.
Could you just repeat your serial number once more?
1,234,567.
200.
It's easy.
30.
It's easy. It's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, of course.
Now, where's the king?
You want to see Great Uncle Friday?
Oh, sure. I finally baked him the cake that I promised him weeks ago, especially for him.
Oh, well, the king is in his council room thinking up more rules. But if you just come with me to the garden, I'll go and ask him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, Chef Brockett, what is your name, rank, and serial number?
I have already given them to Lady Eberlin, Edgar. I don't think I have to give them to everybody, do I?
Oh, well, it seems to me that with this state of affairs, you never know, you never know. Oh, Chef Brockett, it's so sad.
Well, don't be sad, Edgar. I mean, things are going to get better. I'm sure this won't go on forever.
Well, you see what happened. There were some changes made. Lady Elaine made some magic changes. And King Friday... was angry about them, and so he set up border guards.
Well, Well, don't be too sad about it, because maybe it'll change for the better. And guess what? I'm going to cheer you up, Edgar, because wait till you hear. I brought a beautiful cake for the king, and everybody is going to have some.
Oh, a beautiful cake.
Thank you.
A beautiful cake, Chef Brockett. Is the king going to come to see it?
Yes, he is.
Oh, good. Well, I'll find him.
All right, Edgar.
Chef Brockett, I presume?
How do you do today, Your Majesty?
How do you do? Edgar told me in passing that your serial number is 1,234,567. Is that true?
That is true, Your Majesty.
Strange. I had that number down for the Montaraja of Gabulalula.
Well, Your Majesty, I hope it'll be all right with you, but I switched with him because those numbers are awfully hard to say in Swazulu.
I see. Yes. Well, what do you have to discuss with me today, young man? You must know I'm very busy.
I brought you a cake, Your Majesty. Remember the one I promised you weeks ago?
A cake?
Yeah, it's just for you. It even has 13 on the top. See? 13.
Somewhat of a camouflage, I'm... a cake. Just a moment, please.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Lady Abernan, a knife, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, he's gone for Lady Abernan.
Lady Abernan.
Yes, great Uncle Freddy.
Enter with knife, kindly.
Here it is.
Yes, do you know Chef Brockett?
Yes, I do.
Yes, well, he has brought a C-A-K-E.
A cake,
oh,
a cake.
It's beautiful.
Will you kindly cut a piece, please?
Yes, yes, great Uncle.
Thank you. How kind of you, Chef Brockett.
Well, I always like to be nice to everybody, and especially the king.
Yes. It even has a 13 on it.
Yes, somewhat of a camouflage, I think.
I hope you all enjoy eating it.
Here, Great Uncle Friday.
Another piece, please.
Oh, you want a bigger piece?
Give me a bigger one.
Oh,
great big king size.
Oh, yes.
We will see. We will see.
Here's a king size piece of cake.
Yes, lovely. Would you cut another piece, please?
Wow.
Another piece?
It must really look good to him.
Well, I'll give him a really good one.
We'll see, Edgar. Wow. We'll see.
Wow. Is this all right, Great Uncle Freddy?
One more, please. What is in this cake, Chef Brockett?
Well, there are eggs and vanilla and baking powder and flour.
I realize that, but... I'm wondering if there are any secret messages of change within.
No, Your Majesty. I would never put a message of change
in. Another piece, Lady Abelin.
Yeah, you just want me to cut it up?
Another piece, and then another piece.
Oh,
see, my poor cake.
There are any
messages
of change in
there?
It
was so pretty.
Are there any messages?
No, Great Uncle Fred. Do you want to look?
I not only want to look, I want to smell to see if there are any poisonous materials in there.
Oh, King Friday, I wouldn't ever put anything in a cake that would make you sick or make you feel bad. I brought a nice cake because I wanted you to enjoy it.
Yes, well, you never know these days, Chef Brockett. There are changers about, and utmost care must be taken. One more sniff. Nothing poisonous. You may all proceed to eat the cake, troops.
Well, I know it's delicious because I tasted the icing. Edgar, will you have a little piece?
I don't know. Do you think I should, King Friday?
I have checked it. You may. You may bring it in later, thank you. Oh, and a word of thanks then, Chef Brockett, for your kindness.
You're welcome, Your Majesty.
Would you like a piece?
No, thank you.
No.
Oh.
Don't you care for any, Chef Brockett?
But it's...
No, thank you. I don't feel like eating anything right now.
It's a delicious cake.
Well, we'll save some for you.
Goodbye, Edgar.
You will have some later, won't you?
Maybe. Goodbye, Lady Apple.
Goodbye, Chef Brockett. The cake is really delicious.
Thank you for coming anyway.
It was a beautiful cake.
Anyway, and what a lovely idea. Oh,
Edgar.
Oh, Lady Aberman, what will we do?
Look, it's all cut up.
Oh, I know. Well, save it, won't you?
Yes.
Save it, won't you?
I'll save it, Edgar.
Goodbye, trolley, goodbye. Happiness tomorrow.
Ugly day.
Well. King Friday's not being able to trust anybody these days, is he? Well, it's pretty good to check on what you eat, but if it's somebody who you know real well who's giving it to you, I'm afraid Chef Brockett's feelings were hurt. You know, he left something in the refrigerator. It just doesn't say anything on it. And I wonder. For Mr. Rogers. Jell-O and a spoon. I'm going to write him a note right away. And I'm going to say that gelatin is one of my favorite things to eat. Gelatin is one of my favorite things. And I will take that note to him as I go back to my work today. How do you feel about gelatin? You like to eat it? We'll just have it together. First milk today and now gelatin. I have a lot to do here in this kitchen. Keep it right in the box. My goodness, it's time to go already. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. 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 We'll start the day tomorrow with the song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with the smile for you. Until then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. I'll be here. See you then. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET. The National Educational Television Network.